As we just heard there from Ann Garrels, a massive sandstorm that buffeted Iraq over the last few days has calmed, but daytime skies remain dark over parts of Baghdad, obscured by thick smoke from blazing trenches of oil. Those fires, ignited by Iraqi forces in an attempt to hide the city from U.S. bombers, are likely producing high levels of harmful pollution. Public health experts say that pollution could expose the people of Baghdad to yet another hazard in these dangerous times. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The sky was dark over the Persian Gulf in 1991 as well, when Iraqi forces set fire to over 600 oil wells in Kuwait. Joel Levine of NASA's Langley Research Center studied the environmental impact of those fires, and he found dangerous pollution. It included gases like carbon monoxide and cancer-causing hydrocarbons and soot. Levine says those same pollutants are now spreading from the crude oil being burned in the trench fires around Baghdad.
When you have pools of petroleum that are set on fire, the pollution levels are much greater than in any city where you have pollution produced by combustion in cars and energy generation.
The greatest immediate risk may be from the smallest particulate matter found in the smoke and soot, especially the tiniest particles, ones that are invisible to the eye.
They're so small that they can actually be inhaled and they can end up lining the lungs.
In the United States and Europe, there's been a growing amount of research that reveals the dangers of these microscopic particles. Epidemiologist Jonathan Sammet of Johns Hopkins University has conducted some of those studies.
High levels, very high levels of particles and gases, even if only breathed in for a short time, can be hazardous. They might trigger a heart attack. They might cause other kinds of lung problems.
And sometimes they can kill. Sammet and others have found death rates go up in cities on days when particulate pollution levels are high. It's estimated that every year, tens of thousands of Americans die early deaths as a result. Most at risk are the frail and the elderly, those with lung and heart problems, although many others may be harmed as well. Particulate pollution may be a hazard for American troops once they reach Baghdad. Jonathan Sammet suspects it's already a problem for residents of that city.
If we are eventually and soon in control of Baghdad, I mean, one thing to think about would be how to help deliver medications to those who may have had their lungs affected, particularly if they have asthma.
The people of Baghdad will need many things after the war, including medicine and efforts to clean up the environment. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.